following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Welcome to the Lincoln Financial Chief Life Officer Business Update. Mr. Barkles is appointed Chief Tailwagging and Slobbering Officer.
The arrival of Mr. Barkles is seen as a positive by shareholders Molly and Sam. Duties will involve cuddling and gnawing on table legs.
This Chief Life Officer Business Update is brought to you by Lincoln Financial. We protect your family and help secure your future. Take charge at lincolnfinancial.com/CLO. Products and financial services provided by the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and New York. Lincoln Life and Annuity Company of New York, Syracuse, New York.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
It's 11 a.m. and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready for a very busy Wednesday. Your chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Spring Game coming up later on in the show. We're also going to be talking with Danan Hughes, Big Ten Network analyst on the baseball side of things. Also, a little football. He was a dual sport athlete at Iowa. He was doing the game last night. Color with Kevin Kugler on the Big Ten Network as Nebraska defeated Creighton. And we're also going to be talking with the new head football coach at Lexington. Bob Jones is going to join us later in the show. Plus, our Loper Link today has UNK head coach on the baseball side, Damon Day, and Blake Cover will be joining us as well on the program today. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, and I know you're looking forward to your NHL predictions.
Yeah, can't wait. NHL, one of those few sports that reseeds after it, so those best teams have an advantage if they're able to advance. But we'll see. I didn't even know who was in the playoffs till I found the paper this morning.
So. Well, Detroit evidently is a safe bet. 21 consecutive years, longest streak of any major professional sport. 21 consecutive years.
Doug, you know, you've got the NHL playoffs starting, but you've got the Bobby Petrino news last night. Now, if you get on Twitter, you're seeing, once again, it's spring football. It may be the worst time of the year. Worst time of the year ever to hire a coach. But Bo Pelini's name is about fourth on everybody's
list.
Shut
up, people.
That's the New York Times.
New York Times?
New York Times is reporting that Bo Pelini's name is was fourth on the
Whose list,
I believe. On the New York Times list.
Wow.
Along with the Paul Rhodes from Iowa State, Art Briles from Baylor. What a weird time of the year. You're just getting ready for the spring game, and now I think Bo Pelini's fine. I think they'll probably hire somebody from on the staff, but what a disaster at Arkansas.
Well, they're talking about Malzone, who's at Arkansas State, who hasn't even started yet. Apparently the guy at UAB was part of the staff last year and had just taken the UAB job.
Yeah, Malzone would take the Arkansas job after just accepting the Arkansas State job without coaching a game. That would be weird.
What would you do? I mean, I'm serious. Okay, you're sitting here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and somebody in Kansas City says the week before Big Ten, or let's go, somebody in Champaign, Illinois, Chicago says, hey, we want you to start the week before Big Ten Media Days. I don't think there's even a question what you would do. I mean personally, if you were so enrooted, I mean, if you're Seth Denny and you're not going to go anywhere and you are going to be the godfather of NTV, I mean, yeah, you know, we know that they want him in New York and Los Angeles and Dallas and Miami, but he wants to be here in Kearney. You would go. The Arkansas State coach, Malzone, would go. The UAB coach would go. And I can't believe anybody would blame them. Yeah, it would suck for those schools, but even if you're at that school, you have to think, well, we're Arkansas, we're UAB, and they're Arkansas. They're in the most powerful football conference in the country.
Yeah, Malzahn's sitting there trying to take care of a family and pay for college for kids probably and do all that. You're looking at Arkansas State compensation package next to Arkansas, probably head turning. Probably saying, "Oh, honey, Houston, we have a problem here." and you know, you think Arthur Blank's saying, "Hey, Bobby, how you like karma?"
Do you think Petrino should have been fired? That, you know, I was watching Dan Patrick today. Who should have been fired? Petrino, Guillen, both, neither. I'll ask you the question.
Petrino. Guillen's a moron, and you knew that he's going to say something stupid every now and then. That's just, when you ask for his opinion, you're going to get his opinion, and some of them aren't popular opinions. And in reading the whole Guillen thing, maybe it was taken a little bit. I don't know how it... He basically was saying that he respected the way Fidel Castro, people tried to kill him for over 60 years, and he found a way to stay alive. Yeah, I don't think he said...
We're not politically correct in anything that we're going to say about this, but I get what he said. I get what he said. Yeah, somebody's trying to hunt you down. The foreign leader that never stayed the same night in the same bed. You know, they moved him.
Right.
The name escapes me right now. But Fidel Castro, yeah, people trying to put a gun on his head for 60 years and he's still around. That was the point. He wasn't saying that he was a great leader of men, was he?
I don't think that ever came out of his mouth. I don't think he ever said that.
He is crap, by the way.
I really liked how he murdered innocent people and killed women. And I don't think he ever said that.
No. That was our fan club question yesterday, ESPNSuperStation.com. Ozzie Guillen's suspension of 5 games for his comments about Fidel Castro was too harsh, 44%, just right, 38%, too lenient, 18%. I think that just shows you kind of where we live. We live here in Nebraska, where I think you could put all the Cuban Americans in one small ride bus and take them around town because they're just not that many of that ethnicity in Nebraska.
But five games, that's a starting pitcher, hits a guy. He gets a 5 game.
Yeah, but this isn't from Major League Baseball. This is from the organization.
I understand. But that's your fan base, too.
Yeah, it's a tough thing. And the more you hear about it from inside Florida and from Dan Le Batard and people that can relate here, I think the nation is starting to understand more how big a deal this really is.
When Petrino blatantly lies, I mean,
well, you know what? I'll even give him the lying part about, not, you know, because obviously how embarrassing would that be, and he doesn't want to get her involved, and I'm sure it's selfish reasons. But for her to be hired out of 159 or something like that candidates, and he gave her $20,000, that's why he got fired. That's why he got fired. I mean, he made an illegal hire. Nobody knew anything about them having a friendship at the time that she was hired onto the staff.
Very popular. Fun age, if you're 51. 25 is fun age.
Wow. Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire Trended Appliance for all your vehicle services, big or small. And don't worry about breakdowns on the farm. They've got on-the-farm tire service as well at Garrett Tires. UNK, men's baseball coach, because there isn't a women's baseball coach, Damon Day is with us, along with Blake Cover. Blake, how old are you now?
25.
You got some women cougars coming after you up there? Blake Cover with us as well. We're going to talk about a special mission, and you may have already heard about this with Blake and Chris Deans, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But first, let's talk a little bit of baseball as UNK has been up and down and up and down. And Damon, we talked about the young team that you had, but apparently it's even younger on that pitching staff. You're finding a way to at least put the bat on the ball here, but obviously not the same success as you guys had last year on the mound.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, we've struggled, and that's been a weakness for us, and we have not done what we needed to do as far as with our offensive potential and the way that we do have the ability to score runs. We have definitely not played defense nor pitched up to our capabilities, and I think that's what's made it such a frustrating season for us, is because we've shown glimpses of what we've been able to accomplish when we do get good starting pitching and we do get good relief pitching. And there's been sporadic times where we've done what we were supposed to do on the mound, but for the most part, when you're not successful on the mound, you're not going to be very successful in the win-loss column. And so, unfortunately, that's kind of the predicament that we're in right now, is the fact that we don't play very good defense. And when you don't play very good defense and you don't pitch very well, it leads to a 10-22 record. There's no really other way to sugarcoat it, I guess you could say, from that standpoint.
But your graciousness has allowed Colorado Mesa to move into the 21st spot in this week's Division II poll.
I think we've had 7 weeks of RMAC baseball, and UNK has given up four players of the week so far this season, and so
it's probably a record.
Yeah, there's something to it. The best way I could kind of explain is this weekend we went to Mesa, our rival. We've had some dogfights with them over the last couple of years, and they were frothing at the mouth to get after us a little bit. And our guys kind of just looked at their dugout like, why do they hate us so much? and they realized real quickly we were kind of a different type of team than we were last year. And so they definitely came out and they wanted to set a tone and a message. And so, you know, I'm the guy that decided, all right, we'll open our season with them next year. So we're going to go out to Mesa next year and open up our season and continue to play them, because, you know, if you look at our schedules over the past, we've played a tough schedule, and we're going to continue to do that. I think it prepares us and makes us better in the long run. And you may not think that at when you're having a rough season like we're having, but at the end of the day, our guys came here to play some of the best competition that they possibly could, and we're going to continue to schedule that. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity next year. But Mesa State's a good ball club. They're a real good ball club. They didn't graduate much from last year's team, and they definitely added some pieces that make them a special, special ball club. And so I definitely envision them making another run at a chance to go to a World Series.
What do you do? If you knew that, you probably would have done it 3 weeks ago, I would assume. But 10-22, is there? Do you change? Do you throw in young kids in the fire that –
You recruit.
Hell, they are young kids, Daddy.
Oh. Yeah. You recruit. You continue to recruit, and you try to build competition for positions within your program. And you know, you do the old subtle, not so subtle, you know, where's the coaches today? Well, they're recruiting. And you try to let guys know that next fall is going to be an open battle for all jobs. Anybody that, you know, is playing a lot this year may not have that same opportunity next year, so you better take advantage of it now. And so, you know, we – it is what it is. It's been an unsuccessful year by our standards. Our kids know that. There's no one more disappointed than our players, and there's no one more frustrated than our players. And that's not one of those things where they're walking around thinking, oh, well, it's not that bad. They know that we have not done what we needed to do. And so we're going to continue to work at it and continue to prepare every weekend. And we got two big homestands coming up here, and we kind of get on a run here. You know, it can change the complexion of a bad season into an okay season, and that's our goal right now.
Loper baseball coach Damon Day is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's not all doom and gloom. As I said, you guys have found a way to hit the ball a little bit. What are the positives right now?
You know, Eric Ringblum and Chandler Cloutey have had phenomenal offensive seasons for us. And, you know, Chandler, we expected that. He's been a huge leader for us. He's just done a phenomenal job, you know, staying with guys, staying focused, and trying to remain as positive as he possibly can. I think that's a maturation process of the guys who taught him how to be a leader from the past years, and Blake being one of those guys. And so Chandler's done a phenomenal job for us, but Eric Ringblum has really stepped up for us from the standpoint of he kind of came out of nowhere, sat behind an All-American and Andrew Hakey for the past 2 years and waited his turn, and then when given his opportunity, I think he's one of the top five hitters in the RMAC this year. And so both those guys have done just a phenomenal, phenomenal job for us offensively throughout the entire season.
Any pitchers you feel confidence in right now? Do you have one or one and a half or somebody in the middle of the
– You know, really, all you know, we use a rotation of about 8 to 10 guys, and when they're all on – they're all very, very good. It's unfortunate that they've just been as inconsistent as they have been. And a lot of it goes to the breaks of the game. I always joke with, you know, people always ask, how's it going? You know, it seemed like last year we always would catch a break, or or, you know, a ball would find a hole for us. This year we can hit a ball, bases loaded, hit it as hard as we possibly can, and some guy will go run it down and make a great play. Last weekend we got a 6-run lead and bases are loaded, and for Mesa, and they hit a ball down the line. Our third baseman's in position to field it, hits the bag, bounces over his head, ends up for bases clearing triple. I mean, just freak things that when your things aren't going your way, you just kind of look at them and like, man, this is just not, you know, but that's baseball. And then that's how it's going to be. Baseball is probably one of the few sports where you can do everything you're supposed to do from a hitting standpoint, hit the ball and then screws, drive the baseball, and someone goes out and makes a great play and runs under. You can make the perfect pitch, and it's flipped over our first baseman's head for a hit. And so it's a funny game how the ball bounces, and we got to do a better job of making our own breaks.
Loper coach Damon Day with us here. Metro's coming in this weekend. Tell us a little bit about them, and then kind of transition that into the fundraiser, and then we'll have Blake tell us about what's going on there.
Metro State's coming in there. I believe they're behind us, and they're two games behind us for that sixth and final playoff spot. They got a brand new coach this year, Jared Otis, a product of Nebraska Wesleyan and Lincoln High, or excuse me, Lincoln, Nebraska product. Good man, great coach, and just took over the program in late July. So they're kind of in a process similar to us from the standpoint of a lot of young guys, a lot of guys just trying to learn how to play the game at this level, and so. It's always fun to play Jared's teams. They're coached well. They play hard. They do things the right way. There's always been a tremendous amount of respect between our program. He was the former coach at Colorado Mines and did some really nice things there. And so we're excited to bring them in. And so Friday night, usually it's Friday night, will be the final RMAC game under the lights for the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And so we usually do a fundraiser of some point. We've done some Make-A-Wish stuff in the past, but this year we decided to kind of do something that truly impacted our program from a community service standpoint, and we want to raise some money. Blake Cover, a former player of ours and now a coach, probably one of the most respected players that we've ever had in our program. I always hate to talk too nicely about him when he's sitting next to me, but Blake's going on a mission to the Dominican Republic this summer, a medical mission, along with former basketball player Chris Deans, and so unfortunately, they got to raise their own money to get there, and so we're going to try to do our part on Friday night with some raffles and some free food and a pass the hat and a free will donation opportunity for as many people in the community who know Blake and know our program to kind of come out and support this cause. It's something that we're very, very proud of Blake, not only for what he did on the field, but more so what he does off the field for us. And I think this is just another show of what UNK baseball is about. And so it's something that we definitely want to get behind and support.
Blake, you're sitting in with Coach today. You're on the coaching staff getting ready to expand your educational knowledge, I guess. You got done at UNK. Now you're going to be a doctor or something. I don't understand. But take classes I didn't qualify for. But where did this trip come about?
This trip came about from going on a mission trip last August to Mexico, and Chris Deans and I came back, and we had such a phenomenal experience, and it really touched us and I believe changed our lives, that we wanted to share that with other UNK students and give them an avenue to volunteer and to go on one of these trips. And it, in a roundabout way, with Chris's help organizing it through the organization, and then myself going out and trying to get some donations, we were able to get a group of about 28 UNK students to go on this trip, which is phenomenal. Yeah. We were expecting maybe 10, 5, just something like that. And Chris and I envision this trip, something that's going to take place every year. We'll pass it on to an underclassman. Hopefully they organize it, and just something that will continually take place at UNK.
What did you do on your trip to Mexico?
On the trip, we helped the ophthalmologist anywhere from giving visual acuity tests.
Side doctor's day.
Yes, I was going to say, is that foot doctor?
Eye doctor, sorry. helped him out, helped with crowd control, with health education, which is interesting when you can't speak any Spanish. So kind of use the props that we have, and whether it's showing them how to brush their teeth, and then just assisting anywhere that they need us. And, you know, we got to play some soccer with the locals and play some basketball, so that was a treat that we weren't expecting.
Blake Cover is with us, and Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What will be different about this? Is this the same type of mission, only with more people, or will you be doing some different things?
Yes, it's the same type of mission. It's a faith-based Christian organization. It will go down there for 2 weeks rather than 1 week. And the students who are going, some of them will go for a week, some will go for two. And we don't know exactly what we'll be doing, but it'll be somewhere along those lines of assisting the health professionals and just helping out where we can.
Now, do you guys kind of start in the big city and go out to the villages, or you are in third world country type atmosphere the whole time, or what? Tell the folks what that's like.
In Mexico, we're based in Merida, which is the 12th largest city in Mexico, and then we went out to a couple other villages that were just stuff that you've seen on TV, and then you get there and experience it, and it moves you like you've never thought you could be moved. And on this trip, what I've heard, we will be in Sabana Grande and MMI, which is Medical Ministry International, that they have a permanent base there, mm-hmm. and buildings and facilities. But so I imagine that we'll just stay in that city and have clinic going and try to see as many people as we can. And I have heard that this is the poorest place that this organization goes, so there won't be any air conditioning. It'll be an interesting experience.
you'll be roughing it by our standards.
Yes, very much so.
Different organizations do different things. We've had, you know, tsunamis and hurricanes, and some people are going in to help set up villages. Some people are going in to take care of medical things. You're working specifically with eyes and teeth, or the whole health thing, or is it broader than that?
It's the whole health thing as far as health education. And then a lot of it's based off of what health professionals we get to volunteer, or that volunteer through the organization. So whether it's just general surgery, whether it's chiropractor, physical therapist, dentist, pharmacist, usually accompany the on the trip also.
We got other fun. I mean, there's 28 of you going, just 28 plane tickets to the Dominican Republic. That's a noticeable amount of money. I mean, it's not somebody saying, oh, here's $300, and it covers a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, the expenses it's a big leap of faith saying you're going to go on one of these trips when the expense is so high. For a two-week trip, I think the project fees are around $1,100 to $1,200. For a one-week trip, it's around $700, and that includes your travel once you get into the country, and then your housing and food, because they have locals come in, and they provide the food, and the locals prepare it for us, and I think we pay them, and so that fee covers that, and then on top of that, you have your plane ticket down there, so when it's all said and done for the two-week mission, it's around $2,200.
Is there water? Do you eat?
Yes, they have potable water for us.
Okay.
And make sure we get all the vaccinations, all the anti-malaria treatments, and anything else that we might be exposed to.
See, when the first time they slapped some beans on a tortilla, and I said, no, I need some meat. But I don't think that you don't have a lot of options when they put it in front of you.
Yeah, it's whatever they serve you. And from our experience in Mexico, it was phenomenal food. I mean, just the authentic.
I'll be the judge of that.
And it's definitely not something we're used to, but it was enjoyable.
Okay.
You want to go?
Come along. Anyone can go.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You clamp. They pilot you fish.
Well.
You could probably help feed a whole nation down there if you catch somebody. Of course, you're not. You catch. You net them. Everybody else has to catch them. Blake Cover, Damon Day with us. Anybody? You talked about physicians. Do we have some local physicians that are going with you, or is the group from the state, the Midwest? I know you talked about the kids from UNK.
I don't know of any physicians from the area. I've heard of a couple who are interested. This is hearsay. I've heard that Dr. Sokolowski thought about going, and Dr. Connolly is currently thinking about going, and we'd welcome any physician, health professional that would want to accompany us on the trip. That'd be fabulous.
Outstanding. Anything else that you need to let the folks know about?
I don't believe so, other than thank you for your support, and I appreciate you guys having us.
When do you guys go?
July 14th through the 28th.
It's incredible stuff. We had last week, Holly Carnes was in talking about the softball team and some of the things that they have done on and off. And I guess, Damon, this is kind of some of that stuff that you just don't hear about. It's just part of being a Division II athlete. It's not all playing whatever the sport may be, baseball, football, volleyball. You guys are out doing things in the community, and now Blake and Chris and some of the other kids are taking it beyond the next level.
Without a doubt, that's something that makes us extraordinarily proud as a coaching staff. It's something that in UNK baseball we've been most proud of is our community outreach. And I love the thing that I like most about the majority, if not all, of our community outreach is I like the fact that it's kept undercover. The people who know about it, we don't like to talk about it very much. I don't like our players to get too much publicity on it, because then I think that defeats the purpose of why they do it. And so this was kind of one of the things that when I did sit down and talk with Blake about it, I was a little apprehensive as far as, you know, I love the fact how we do so much and it kind of does go unnoticed, because I think that's true community service, is when we're doing it for the right reasons and our young people are doing it for the lessons of it. And so I was a little nervous, but when Blake explained to me kind of what was going on, I thought, you know what, Friday night against Metro State at 6, free will donation, just anybody who wants to come and just help out. You're not only supporting Blake, you're supporting UNK and a lot of the stuff that we believe in. And so we'd love to see as many people out there Friday night as we possibly can. I know there's some free food and there's raffle prizes and all sorts of stuff going on. So we'd just love to see how many people we can get into Memorial on a nice spring night.
Now, from the information I've got, admission is free, an All-American hot dog meal for the donation. The Little League World Series team is going to be there selling split-the-pot tickets. Additional prizes are going to be raffled before each inning, and a kids' zone for all kids age 13 and under. So a true family event this Friday, baseball going all weekend long. And obviously, if for some reason you can't be in town Friday, contact the baseball program, and you can make a donation that way. Damon, you worry about getting three outs an inning, and we'll have Blake worry about collecting the money.
I was joking with somebody. He's going to be the only guy packing a radar gun and a stopwatch going to the Dominican Republic. You know, while everyone else is getting eye tests, he's going to be holding pitching tryouts out behind
three
the building.
Shirts, two pairs of shorts, and a case of baseballs.
He'll be like the Wild Thing. If we can get you some glasses and you're throwing 90, we can get you to Kearney. Damon Day, Blake Cover, best of luck, and congratulations. Thanks for coming in for today's program.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys so much.
UNK Baseball hosting Metro State this weekend. The softball team, Daddy, as we finish up our Loper Link, well, it's pretty easy. If Holly Carnes was in today, we gave it to him. 7 errors, 11 earned runs. They've been playing well, but their 8-game winning streak came to an end 6-2 and 7-4 yesterday. Lopers just committed errors. That's all there was to it. Now they're on the road this weekend.
Yeah, she said it. When we field the ball, we can be a pretty good softball team. When we don't, well, we put L's up, and that's what they did. There's no excuses. They were unearned runs, and that's what cost them. When you're dropping balls in center field, I mean, it's just, bleh.
Alan Osborne broke his own school record again this past weekend in track. He heads to Seward with the rest of the team for the Concordia Outdoor Invite. A few Lopers are heading back to Emporia for their multi-events meet Friday and Saturday. Also, just got some other information from UNK. The UNK women's tennis team has now won 5 in a row, a 6-3 win over Fort Hays State yesterday. Both Lopers men and women's team head to Colorado this weekend to face 4 RMAC rivals starting tomorrow at Metro State in Denver. All kinds of information. You probably should have got this email if you competed in the Blue Gold Golf Tournament last year. This year it's Monday, June the 4th, and they're going to bring Awori Dunes in. So Kearney Country Club, Metal Arc Hills, and Awori Dunes. But it is Monday, June 4th. And if you did not receive that email or need more information, contact the UNK Athletic Office. And coaches Kropp and Lofton have announced that Norfolk forward Alex Starkle will play for the Lopers next season. 6'7", first recruit this season for the ball club.
Great, great pickup there for the Lopers.
Bradley, I think, is going to UNO. The other stud from Norfolk is going to go lose at UNO. So there you go. That is, you know, and anytime he wants to come to UNK and win, we got room for him. And that is our Loper Link brought to you by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. Check him out at GarrettTire.net. And Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. When we come back, we'll switch our attention to Big Ten baseball. Dana Hughes, the Big Ten Network, will join us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth right after this.
Hi. Hi, it's the Herd. Have you noticed how many business people are free agents these days? This country was created by people striking out on their own. And we're seeing even more entrepreneurs today. Maybe you're one. Well, for this economy, a Regis virtual office makes more sense than ever. A Regis virtual office is perfect for those home offices or expanding businesses that need a more professional image with clients. You get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist for unlimited call answering, and access to meeting rooms and use of a private office. So, hey, free agent, you want to get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expense of one? That's a good call. A call to Regis. Call Regis, the new way to work. Regis makes setting up your virtual office easy. You let them know I sent you, and you'll get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/cowherd now. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool. The other wanted to go grab a bite to eat. And me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So, to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So, problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with an isolated shower, thunder shower possible late. High stay in the mid-50s with a southeast wind increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Frondley. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Bob Jones, new head football coach at Lexington, is going to join us. Dana Hughes from the Big Ten Network will join us here momentarily. And you can always join your friends, family, or meet some of the gang at Cunningham's Journal, the Loft, and, of course, the Courtyard in Kearney. And right now, you can join them for lunch, whether you want a pizza, a burger, a gourmet sandwich. It doesn't matter. Their new, expanded, big-time menu. Get some Journal Bites. It would take us a half an hour to tell you all the great stuff that's going on with the lunch and the evening food specials at Cunningham's. But that's not all. Coldest beer in town, happy hour from 3 to 6 with their big-ass beer special, only $2.75 every happy hour. All Wells, $1.50, and a large selection of small craft and micro brews. They are always working to make their place better, and that's why the crowds just keep getting bigger and bigger. Sometimes I can't imagine how many people get into that place, but they're always having fun with the live entertainment, the great food, and the coldest beer in town at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island.
We kind of went from the Journal Bites. Now I'm kind of more of the Husker Ribs. I kind of mix it back and forth. They've got great appetizers, great food selection, excellent, excellent stuff at Cunningham's.
Well, Josh is going to send us an email here. He says, Doug, at the end of the show yesterday, you said you didn't think Ozzie Guillen should be suspended for free speech. While I agree with you that everyone has the right to say anything they want anytime they want, I think you missed the point that while you have the right to say anything and no one can take it away from you, what you say can have repercussions from society. Using a different perspective, imagine if Joe Girardi said he loved Hitler while being the manager of the New York Yankees, who has the largest population of Jews of any city in the country. Could his employer have the right to punish him for saying that? I guess the question is free speech a pass to say anything, or can saying certain things have repercussions? Ozzie can say anything he wants, however, he has to live with the way those things he says will affect people. And yes, saying you love Castro to the Cuban population of this country is as bad as saying you love Hitler to the Jewish community. Castro is still killing and torturing people for political reasons. There's no doubt about that. And thanks very much for the email, Josh. And yes, where you work can tell you kind of what to do and what to say. I mean, I can't sit here and swear on the air or I'm going to be dismissed or fined or suspended or lose the job or something like that. I mean, I understand that. But again, he's being suspended for something he said 4 years ago when he wasn't even the manager of the Miami Marlins. I mean, this Time magazine interview was in 2008, wasn't it?
he's notably saying dumb things. Don't you?
Well, yeah.
To offend people, it's one thing if Roger Goodell said this. He doesn't say a lot of dumb things. Ozzie Guillen says a lot of dumb things, and people just kind of roll their eyes, grain of salt, move on. How anybody would be just totally outraged over a comment, you know, that's something, whatever.
Well,
it's Ozzie Guillen. Take it for what's worth.
We are usually outraged by comments from Kevin Kugler, and I imagine Danan Hughes probably was outraged two or three times last night doing the Creighton-Nebraska game, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Danan, thanks for the time. How are you this morning?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
Well, it's great to catch up with you folks. Hughes, a former Iowa Hawkeye, two sports standout athlete, and we see a lot of that now with the Big Ten Network and their analysts and their coaches that are part of the network. I'm interested, Dana, what's it like working there with so many former athletes and coaches? Because we all know most of the knowledge comes at these coaches' conventions after the meetings, not during them.
you know what? It's been a great experience. I've been with the network for 4 years now, and I've done some football as well as baseball, and actually started off doing the baseball games and have gotten more and more games each season, and it's fun just to travel around the Midwest and watch some quality baseball, and the Big Ten Network does a great job of televising and showing some of these teams that, you know, not normally don't get that same kind of exposure as we've seen in the SEC and other conferences.
The exposure is great, but coming from the Big 12, we made fun of Big 10 baseball. Now we're a part of it. We think it's a lot better than everybody thinks. What do people say about Big 10 baseball, and what's your general thought about Big 10 baseball as a whole?
Well, I think it is unsung. It's quality baseball. Now they're behind the eight ball in a lot of respects because of the weather and some of the some of the things that they have to go through to navigate around that. I remember playing at Iowa and most of our preseason being indoors in the football facility. So you really don't get the same kind of picture of the game. You don't get the same feel of the game from the ball coming off the pitcher's mound as well as fly balls in the outfield. So you have to overcome some of that. But I think there's a lot of players that have come through the Big Ten and really made it quality baseball. And I think Nebraska's recognizing that. Being at 5-4 in the conference right now, they came upon a strong Illinois team and won 2 out of 3, but they lost that first game of that series, which was their first game of Big Ten play. So they got some very good opponents coming up in Ohio State and a top 20 team in Purdue in the next 2 weeks. So they're going to recognize that a lot of those statements that they made prior to coming to the Big Ten are false statements, and they're in for a rude awakening in some aspects.
Danan Hughes joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Last night, watching the telecast, Danan, a lot of Nebraska fans had a good feeling about that, and we haven't chatted too much on the show about it today, but Nebraska didn't exactly knock the cover off the ball last night. The obvious big performance last night came on the mound from John Keller, but outside of that, not much happened last night.
Not much at all, but I'll tell you what, that story in itself with John Keller and what he was able to do on the mound was a great story. To know the full story of him being a Saturday starter, being demoted, now pitching in a midweek game, a non-conference game against a rival, just to see if he had the stuff, if he had the makeup, and you have to give a lot of credit to Darren Erstadt and his staff because they left him out there a little bit longer than most coaches just to see his makeup, just to see if he can get out of the jams that he got out of, and 8 strong innings, only giving up 3 hits. It was a phenomenal display of pitching by him. But you're right, the hitting, which I thought was going to be the strength of this Cornhusker team, just didn't show up last night. They had their times in the middle of the game in that 4th and 5th inning where they were able to put some runs on the board. But other than that, it was a little bit slow going.
And Daddy, folks won't realize this, but Nebraska and Purdue are in the top 10 in the country in team batting average, but yet last night Nebraska didn't have a hit after that 4-run 4th.
Well, it's
you're right. I mean that's what happened is in that 4th inning they were able to manufacture runs and you know there weren't any big hits in that 4th inning either. I think they scored 3 runs all in the infield. The ball didn't leave the infield with a squeeze bunt and a couple of errors and infield hits, but they didn't knock the ball. They didn't knock the stuffing out of the ball.
Dana, are there two or three players that are highly coveted as far as prospects? When we come from the Big 12, you got Alex Gordon, you got Max Scherzer, Jabba Chamberlain, you know, household names across college baseball. Do we have household names in Big Ten baseball?
I don't think there are household names, but there are some solid players. Cameron Perkins at Purdue is a great player. Nick Whitgren is a pitcher at Purdue, has done a nice job. Josh Dezay, who is a pitcher, first baseman for Ohio State, had a great freshman year. It was an eighth-round pick by the Yankees, turned it down, and is in college right now, and a very strong reliever for the Buckeyes, and then plays a strong first base and has a hot bat. So there are some star power in the Big Ten, not as much as you'd like, but I think the Big Ten network allows those kids to kind of flourish and for people all over the country to see that there is some players that can make a splash at the next level.
Talking with Dana Hughes, Big Ten analyst here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. He'll see a little bit of Ohio State, Nebraska this weekend. What can you tell us about Ohio State? Coach Beals will join us on tomorrow's show. What about their program?
Well, I think they're up and coming. You know, they hit a little bit of a lull last year, and I was just say 2 years ago. Last year, they did a nice job, made it into the Big Ten tournament. And like I said, Josh Dezay was a guy that came in, and he brought the heat late in the ball games and really did a nice job with the stick in his hand as a batter as well. So they do have some star power. They have a great buzz around that program right now, and Beals has done a nice job coming in in these last couple of seasons as well. And you know what? It's up for grabs right now. Purdue obviously is getting a lot of ink because they're in the top 20, and they definitely deserve that. But there are teams like Ohio State and Nebraska and Illinois that are right behind them that can give them a run for their money.
Facilities-wise, what do you think of Hawks Field, Haymarket Park, and then comparatively speaking, is it light years ahead of where everybody else is on the Big Ten?
I think so. I love that field. This is the second game I was able to do there. I did the first game against Illinois and then was there last night. And it's a great venue. It's a great park. They fill up that park, get about 4,000-plus fans there, even in a midweek game. So it's a great venue. Huntington Park in Columbus, Ohio, has been the host of the Big Ten tournament over the past couple of seasons. And I'd say that a Hawks Field is a very, very close second, if not even with that venue as far as baseball in the Big Ten. So that's another aspect that Nebraska brings to the Big Ten, is that they're going to force other schools to step their game up in regards to the facilities. Purdue is building a new facility. Iowa needs to update some things with their facility as far as the press box. And when you go to Hawks Field, you recognize that you need to step your game up, and I think that's going to be a great aspect of Big Ten play and the attitude towards baseball in the Big Ten.
Dana, do you think that the Big Ten is destined to have just one team make the NCAA tournament again like last year, or can they get more in?
I think they can get more in. I think just the aura around Nebraska Cornhusker baseball and the history that it's had may make people and those decision makers open up their eyes a little bit more to having multiple teams in. I thought last year the Boilermakers, although they didn't do well in the Big Ten tournament, kind of fizzled towards the latter part of the season. They could have gotten a bid, but it's, you know, for the last, I'd say, several years, it's always been that one, maybe two, that have squeezed in Indiana in the past when they had a strong pitching staff. But I'd like to see more because I think these teams can do very well on that stage given that opportunity.
Come this Saturday, more interesting the scores around the Big Ten in baseball or spring game talk?
Well, considering at Nebraska you'll have 40,000-plus people at the spring game, I'd say that the bigger story will be spring football for a lot of those schools. But I do think that baseball can and will, maybe not this year, but in future years, I think that it can be that kind of splash or make that kind of splash that it needs to around the country. But right now, you're talking about football as king, especially in Cornhusker land.
Well, Danon Hughes has played minor league baseball. He played for the Chiefs, a two-sport athlete at Iowa. So we'll let you kind of out of here with this. How are the programs at Iowa? Everybody wants to make a rivalry between Nebraska and Iowa in at least baseball, football, and maybe a few other sports, but at least those two. I know we've had discussions on here. Kirk Ferentz, you know, it's not like he's winning national championships every 5 years. Some people are surprised at how he is so held in such high regard by Hawkeye fans. But give us your thoughts of where Iowa football and baseball is right now.
Well, I think it's a natural rivalry that can be made. Obviously, Nebraska has a more storied history as far as on the national landscape and what they've been able to accomplish there from Tom Osborne and now with Bo Pelini. But you know what? I think it's a natural rivalry. I was very encouraged. I was excited about the fact that Nebraska was coming to the Big Ten because I thought this would be great for Iowa to have those that kind of rivalry going. Obviously, baseball and football would be at the top. Football, you know what? I love Kirk Ferentz, and I think he's done a great job there. And some of it, you consider the losses that he's had over the past couple of seasons, small losses, deficits in those losses. So very close games that could have changed the dynamics of what they would have been pictured as on the national landscape. But Nebraska is a powerhouse, and I think they'll have their hands full for many years to come. But I'd like to see that grow into one of the top rivalry around the country.
Well, so would we, but for that to take place, Iowa's going to have to win sometime.
Wow. Wow.
We kid
because we don't
care.
All right. Hey, Danon, thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we can do it again. Safe travels.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Danon Hughes, Big Ten Network, former Iowa Hawkeye, Kansas City Chief, with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where Midway is your Nebraska car headquarters. Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You want to learn more about a particular vehicle? Then check out that vehicle showroom, allowing you to configure your own car, truck, or minivan at thinkmidway.com. Obviously, all you have to do is type in the make, the model of the year. They may have it. They may be able to get it in for you, and you'll be able to check it out right there. If you're not in the market for a new 2012 or 2013 vehicle, you can browse their pre-owned inventory as well for great deals on used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their convenient Kearney used car dealership stocked with high-quality used vehicles. Come experience them in person, just a short drive from anywhere at the Midway Auto Dealership. When we come back, the new head football coach at Lexington is Bob Jones. He's been coaching in Texas. He's coached the Army All-American game. He's played football for Lexington and UNK. We'll touch on it all when we come back.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Every Door direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit usps.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with an isolated shower, thunder shower possible late. High stay in the mid-50s with a southeast wind increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Frondley. Right now it's 45.
We're gonna party like it's the end of the world. We're gonna party like
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Coming up, Bob Jones is going to join us. Danny, do you realize, I had to look while we were talking to Dayton Hughes, how things were going in the Big Ten Baseball Conference. You realize there's a Big Ten or Big 12 team that's 12-0 in conference?
I did not.
You know who it is?
It would be Purdue, I would assume, or Ohio. Purdue?
Big 12.
Oh, no. Texas.
No. No. It is Baylor. Steve, they're just dominating everything
Steve
down there.
Steve Smith.
They're just...
Well, they might be cheating there, too.
What do you think about all that?
Well, but where's the sanctions coming? If you're going to have rules and you don't enforce the rules, what are they going to do with Kim Mulkey?
I think there's sanctions coming. It's just that they reported that they've been... Of course, they've been investigating this for 4 years.
Must be a crack staff of investigators.
Yeah, I was going to say, I need that gig. Yeah, okay. Well, let's find out. Did you text anybody? Okay, we'll be back in 2 months. All right.
How long did it take Dan Beebe and the boys to figure out Sherwood Blunt was buying cars for people? 6 or 7 years?
Hey, Tim Miles, who we had on the show yesterday, then talked later in the day with Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald. Eric Strickland reportedly will be interviewing for the vacant or last opening on Miles' staff today. I still think, in talking with Tim, who was on the show yesterday, they're still waiting for Colorado State to hire, and it might be one of his assistants, and I think if they don't hire his assistant, then that's the guy that comes here.
Eric Strickland's one of those. I think you would have some credibility with his name, where he's been, worked for the Mavericks in the front office, knows what it takes to get to that level. Maybe you can be one of those closers to say, yeah, no one's done it for a while, but I can prove I did it coming from here. I can show you the way. A
couple things. We had so much in our Loper link there. UNK golf team finally had their winning streak snapped. They finished 9th out of 12 teams, which had a lot of the future MIAA schools in it yesterday in Topeka. And now they're off to the RMAC Championships in Arizona next week. And UNK swimming and diving will be part of the Northern Sun Conference, but there's only 6 teams in, 4 from the Northern Sun and 2 from the MIAA. So that's where they will be competing for the foreseeable future.
Chicken Coop, they've got great specials day and night, but what is today, Douglas?
Wednesday, big!
Burger.
Nice.
Every burger on the menu, $5. Any of the burger, whether you're totally jacked, you want a bacon mushroom burger, $5. $5. Solid is. Get it today, Wednesday. It's a Chicken Coop, Kearney, Grand Island. Conveniently located downtown. Plus, you've got the Keno special. All you got to do is pick the right numbers. It doesn't cost you a dime. The Chicken Coop, they're waiting for you. Plus, they've got great lunch specials Monday through Friday. Catch the early games, the late games. They've got it all on. Happy hour as well. Great drink specials to go with your lunch and dinner specials. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
As we talked about yesterday on the Doug and Danny Show, Lexington has a new head football coach, a tradition over there that has kind of been up and down lately, Daddy. Phil Truax came in, kind of got it back to a spot that they wanted to be at. They went through another lull here, and Phil has moved on with an administrative position over at Dundee County Stratton. And not often do you bring a Texas coach up to coach any place in Nebraska, but obviously ties here for the new Lexington coach in Bob Jones.
Yeah, he's a graduate of Lexington High, and he comes home from Houston, Texas. Bob Jones joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Thanks so much for giving us a minute of your day.
Good morning, guys. I'm just honored to be with the Harry Carey of sports in Nebraska and the C2 state tournament scoring champion, what I understand. 94 points in three games, is that right?
Well, Bob, little did you know, we're sort of big deals here.
Yeah, you guys, I'm telling you now, I've heard nothing but great things about y'all.
Well, we hope to hear a lot of great things about Lexington football, but obviously you've done a lot of great things down in Texas, but your ties here, very evident, being a Lexington alum, playing at UNK, still have a family here, obviously, your father. Talk about coming back to Nebraska, because a lot of folks on the surface are going to go, well, why would he do that? So tell the folks why you would do that.
Well, you know, first of all, it was just a perfect storm. My son is, we're empty nests, and our son is going in the military, and one of the proudest moments of my life, and going May 21st. And then the Lexington job opened up, and Kyle and I had, Kyle Hanner and I had a relationship from college and been friends for a long time. I called them, and they were able to work things out. And my dad and mom live in North Platte, and my dad's not doing great, you know, and I haven't been home. You know, I haven't been in Nebraska for living there for 25-some years, and I just really felt like it was the right time. And anytime you have the opportunity to go back to a place that's won as many state championships as Lexington has, and following the footsteps of your mentors, you know, Noel Martin and Barry Alvarez and Denny Terrell, you know, I was honored that they would even talk to me about it.
Bob, you've done some impressive things. The resume is long. One thing that stood out to me, you turned a Dunbar High program around in Texas. When I heard Dunbar High, immediately I told Kyle, I said, well, that's where all the basketball players come from. He said, well, that was the case before Bob showed up. You were able to win, 35 district games there. That was really impressive to me.
Well, you know, we went there and they said, don't go there. It's career suicide. It's a basketball school. And what I found out, and it was my first head coaching job, so again, you're not very smart when you're trying to get your first one. went there and found great athletes. You know, found out that our basketball coach, who is Robert Hughes, is the winningest basketball coach on any level, collegiate and below, was really open to having a total program. And Robert was a great mentor for me. And even though I was his boss, you know, he was old enough to be my grandfather, but he helped, and we were able to win. I think we won 35 straight district games at one time, you know, beat great teams, beat Abilene High, South Grand Prairie, beat Brownwood, beat Stephenville, lost a close game to South Lake Carroll. So, you know, we had great success there, and again, it was I had good assistant coaches, and I had great players, obviously.
Bob Jones, the new head football coach at Lexington, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Bob, some of the things we've been hearing is that the diversity at Lexington may be something that you can understand, being able to coach a diverse group of young men down in Texas. How much will that play into help turning things and getting them back to where they want them in Lexington?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, there is great diversity there, and I think that's a good thing. When we were at Judson and we won a state championship there, our diversity was 33% Anglo, 33% African-American, and 33% Hispanic, and we won at the highest level there. And, you know, Lexington is pretty 50-50 Hispanic and Anglo, but also have a really nice group of Sudanese, diversity there that we think that we can get out there and be able to kind of get them accustomed to football and put a good product out onto the field. I mean, you know, Lexington didn't get to where it was, you know, and I know that Phil has done a great job, but, you know, they've had a few tough years and they didn't get there in a year, and we won't be able to get them back in a year.
Bob, I'll piggyback that on to my question. The power's in the numbers. You've got to get the kids out. Are you excited that you'll be able to get some numbers back out at Lexington?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I may walk in there, and those kids may not be any more interested than they were before, but I think that I can bring an interest and a new excitement. It's, you know, it's really interesting, you know, just a new face, you know, how kids get excited about those situations and the community gets excited. So we're hoping that we can get those kids out there and develop some competition, because competition is going to breed success, and so that's our goal right now.
Bob Jones, new head football coach at Lexington's with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, yesterday we had Sean Callahan of Husker Online on the program, as we do often. And, of course, he worked with you when you coached the Army All-American game down there in 2008. And he says it'll be different coaching, obviously, at Lexington than it will be when you kind of I don't know if the exact quote was be able to pick and choose a little bit better down in the big, huge Texas market. You got to work with what you got. Tell the folks about your coaching style, or will your coaching style change when you see what kind of an athlete you have?
Well, I mean, you're going to base your offense and defensive philosophy off of what you have. I mean, you can't go in there and say, I'm going to do this and not have those kind of kids. So, you know, we'll just go in there and we'll see what we have, and we'll cut and paste and see where we can be successful and what gives us the best chance. You know, I think you have to be, you know, really flexible when you come into a situation like this, because you don't know exactly what you have. And again, I'm only going to be able to get back there a couple of times before the start of summer camp. And so I'm going to rely a lot on the assistant coaches there and you know, just what they tell me about the kids until I can get my eyes on them. But we'll be flexible, and it is different. But, you know, a lot of people think that when at any Texas high school you go to, you're loaded. I mean, that's just not true. I mean, you know, when we came to Shepherd, they were 0-10 on all levels before we got here, and we're able to win. We've been able to win on all levels. Now, we haven't won as much as we wanted to, but, you know, we've been able to do it with less here than a lot of places. So, you know, we're going to be flexible, and we'll give the kids the best chance to win that they can have.
Bob, it's an honor to coach a game like that 08 Army All-American game. Give the folks a taste of some of the talent and some of the relationships you've still built and still have people in your contact list that you still talk to off that team.
Well, it's interesting. You know, Blaine Gabbert is the quarterback now at the Jacksonville Jaguars, and his father Chuck and I have got to be real good friends, and you know, and I text Chuck yesterday, let him know, and I go, you know, you still have that youngest son that you bring to Lexington. He's got one more that's a quarterback that I think is eighth or ninth grader, and I told him that we could find him a place to live in Lexington. But you know, I talk with Blaine, talk with Andrew Luck. Andrew was one of our quarterbacks, and stay in contact a lot with his father. His father, Oliver, is the athletic director of West Virginia. As a matter of fact, I texted Dane Crist yesterday, and he was fired up. You know, Dane was at Notre Dame and transferred with Charlie Weiss to Kansas, and I told him that if I could find a lake house, you know, that's what you guys need to do, try to find me a lake house, because my wife wants to live on the lake. But I go, I'll have a lake house you can come up and hang out. And he goes, Coach, that'd be awesome. And I go, you got tickets for me? He goes, Coach, I'll take care of you, you know. So those kids are all really, really close. Matt Lilly, who will be one of the top draft choices this year out of USC, is close. You know, Darren Thomas was my quarterback that played for me for 4 years at Aldine, and I couldn't get the U.S. Army people to take him. You know, I go, I'll bring him in and let him play wide receiver. Nah, Coach, we're good. You know, and all Darren did was led him to a national championship game and a Rose Bowl victory. So, you know, it's neat to see those kids doing well. Matt Motti, who's a linebacker at Penn State, I stay in touch with. Joe McKnight, who's with the Jets now. You know, I've talked with Joe off and on. But it's just neat to all the kids that you develop those relationships with. And you do it in the span of about 8 or 9 days. And you become really, really close with those guys.
Well, Bob, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Awesome to catch up with you. Welcome back. Welcome home. Welcome home. You've been away for a while, but welcome home.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to depend on you guys to find me a lake house and my wife a job. Okay. Well,
Daddy has connections.
Okay. Well, she's easy on the eyes, and she is outstanding. She's an executive assistant. So, you know. She's pretty worried about whether we can find her a job or not. I told her we could, and she wanted to know how far Kearney was from Lexington. And I said, well, it's only like 30 miles. And she goes, she drives an hour and a half one way every day to work.
Ugh.
So she goes, 30 minutes? She goes, that's across the street.
So, we'll start looking in the Lincoln and North Platte markets, too, then.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I go, honey, you could go to Omaha and you get a job. So, but we're excited about being back, and obviously we'll stay in touch with you guys, and hopefully we can get the Minutemen and Minutemaids, you know, going where we need to go. But I'm also excited about, you know, the opportunity to work in as assistant director or director of the minority education program, because it's really important in Lexington with our diversity, and so I'm excited about doing that too.
Coach, what is the exact move date, or when do you come here full time?
My contract starts July the 1st, but I will be there the 1st of June. But I will, obviously, I'm coming back. I'm going to be back for the Don Bader Invitational track meet and spend some time there and try to meet with every boy student in the school and try to sell them on the deal that this is a great opportunity for them. So I'll be back next week and then try to come back another week before school gets out, and then we'll be there full time. Obviously, you know, June sometime if we can find a place to live.
Bob Jones, new head football coach at Lexington, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, thanks for the time. We look forward to seeing you when you get back.
Thank you, guys.
Bob Jones, new head football coach at Lexington, and he'll have his work cut out for him. I think also it's a culture. I mean, you move away from somewhere and come back 30, 40 years later, you just will be moving to some place in southern Utah. You may know the towns, you may know the area, but it's not going to be anything like what you left.
No doubt. And how much Lexington's changed in the last 20 years is, you would probably not recognize it if you didn't come back very often.
All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Two locations next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We have got a pair of tickets to Nebraska's spring game to give away, and we'll do it right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I didn't know school buses use Goodyear tires.
Well, Goodyears have superior handling, so the buses can maneuver through just about anything with all those kids.
Then with my Goodyear tires, I've got superior handling while driving my kids around.
Just because your dog's riding car seats does not make them kids.
Guys, he didn't mean that.
Receive up to $160 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires with your Goodyear credit card. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, more driven.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we handcraft policies like Italian shoes, and this is a pop quiz. Does sitting on your wallet feel like sitting on a lopsided booster seat? No? Well, it should. See, Farmers agents can help you stuff your wallet by combining auto and home policies so you can walk tall, sit crooked, and hopefully find a decent chiropractor.
If you want answers about saving money, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
It's a bat, a ball, and about 40 of the greatest baseball players in the majors. The MLB All-Star Game is in Kansas City this summer. And The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Ben Engel Construction can put you in the stands.
Take me out to the ball game.
Just text Royals 945 to 90210 for a chance to win Royals tickets every week. And maybe the All-Star Game. Text Royals 945 is brought to you by Ben Engel Construction and the Royals Nebraska home. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with an isolated shower, thunder shower possible late. High stay in the mid-50s with a southeast wind increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Frondley. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Your chance right now to win spring game tickets. If you haven't won this week, then give us a buzz. 888-455-ESPN. We've got some Nebraska football trivia. 888-455-3776. That's the phone number. If you would like tickets to the Nebraska spring game, call us now, and we'll give you a chance to head to Lincoln on us on Saturday. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, get ready. Daddy, question.
The career scoring leader in Nebraska history is who, Dean?
Nebraska scoring leader in what?
Scored the most points in Nebraska history.
Football.
I do not know.
Thanks, Dean. Call back 888-455-3776. 455-3776.
Who are we chatting with?
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, Daddy.
The career scoring leader is who?
I'd say Darren Erstead.
No, it's not Darren. We're talking football here.
Oh, football. Well, he's a field goal kicker, though.
Well, we're getting ready for – well, he was a field goal – no, he was a punter.
Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The question is, who is Nebraska's football career scoring leader? What's your guess?
Is it Josh Brown?
It's not Josh Brown. Josh Brown ranks fourth on the list.
Try back, 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Garrett.
Garrett, do you know the answer to who is Nebraska's career scoring leader?
Is it Alex Henry?
It is. Congratulations. You're going to the spring game. 397 points.
And followed by?
Chris Brown. Then Eric Crouch at 368.
Well, of course.
Then Josh Brown.
All right, hang on to the line. We'll let you know how you can get your spring game tickets. Thanks for calling, man. Good luck.
Yep, no problem. Thank
all right, have
you.
Fun. You bet. That's going to wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show here today on ESPN Radio. We've been long overtime on the program today. Tomorrow we'll give you another chance to pick up spring game tickets. So be with us tomorrow on the show, and we will talk to the head baseball coach at Ohio State University in Greg Beals among our guests. We'll make our NHL picks. I know the playoffs start tonight. But they play a kabillion games, and I've got them done, so we've run out of time. We'll do those tomorrow. We'll also have special guest picks from the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Show.
He probably knows a little bit more about it than we do.
Well, he has some major upsets in there, as I believe he's overanalyzed it. Hastings College softball will be playing at Concordia tonight after dropping a pair yesterday. And I think we have told you just about everything. Speaking of the Storm, J.D. Peterson headed to Alaska Fairbanks.
Nanooks.
To play his college hockey.
I'm looking forward to that. We'll have more from the Bobby Petrino fallout. Jose Guillen, will they make another announcement about him? Or we get in
or
good
Ozzie.
Graces? Ozzie Guillen, him too.
Thanks to everybody that joined us on the show today. Damon Day, Blake Comer for UNK Baseball, Danon Hughes for the Big Ten Network, and Bob Jones, new head football coach at Lexington. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.